Good evening. Welcome to Classic Films and Dark Humor. I am out in nature right now. It's fitting because I thought, nature, nurture, what can I talk about? Simple. The Exorcist. Released in 1973, same year as Paper Moon. Both were up for Academy Awards. Who won? Paper Moon, which is appropriate. You know, whether you love her or hate her, Tatum O'Neal in Paper Moon is funny. It's funny to watch the banter between her and her father. Now, The Exorcist is a different story. I had heard of it for years, and then I didn't watch it until I was about 18. It's strange. I did most of the things that you do when you come of age. Like, I didn't drink really until I was 21. But The Exorcist. So I remember watching it. I was a little freaked out. And then it started to become funny to me. I almost felt like Beetlejuice, because remember how Beetlejuice says, I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times and it keeps getting funnier every time I see it. So it doesn't keep getting funnier, but it's campy to me. Because there's so many things that really, you know, the pea soup. The day after we saw The Exorcist, I remember we went to this restaurant and had pea soup. And I couldn't eat the pea soup. Usually I did, but after seeing that movie, no. The other thing was just some of the things that the character would say. See, the dogs are like, oh, we saw The Exorcist too. Yeah, I'm sure you did. But it was a freaky movie. That whole cross thing, though. I'm going to curse, so, you know, because this is my film broadcast. If I was doing a class, I'm going to do it the same way, where she has the cross, let Jesus, you know, fuck you. And the way they did it was they had her put a cross in the box, not in the crotch, cross in the box, not in the crotch. And when she, like, you know, basically bitch slaps, it looked like a bitch slap, bitch slaps all these men. And then her mother, played by Ellen Burstyn, Linda Blair as the demon child, baby, Regan, whatever. So there's always been speculation that, okay, she started dating Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch. There's always been speculation that the song Super Freak is about her. Because they did date, you know. But I don't think it is, you know. Who knows? I'm sure they sat and watched The Exorcist together. Held hands. Had some popcorn. And then when she spits that pea soup, he's like, whoa! Don't do that with me, alright? But you know, it's one of those films you watch. At first, it's like, okay, this is The Exorcist. Some of it drags a little bit, and then it gets to the nitty gritty. It should have been called, and then he arrives, and then it just hits the fan, and it literally did when she spit that, you know, pea soup out. The other thing was, see, I wasn't raised religious, so a lot of it I had to just, you know, read up on. And then my parents would tell me about it. My mother read the book. She always read the book before the movie. That's just her. I watched it and I was really sick. I had a really bad chest cold. And I remember watching it. And I was wheezing and everything. I thought, oh God. I remember one time I woke up and I freaked myself out. I thought I was possessed because I was wheezing. And I thought, oh my God. That's just freaky. But it was an informative movie. And the other thing was the Ouija board. I haven't ever played with the Ouija board, and I don't intend to. Morrissey did. Remember the song Ouija board? Ouija board, can you work for me? No. I knew people who used it, and since then have never been the same. You know, because whatever you pull out of it, you can't put back in. You can't control what you bring out of it. And it's seeing it in The Exorcist is freaky because, you know, the little girl's like, oh, Captain Howdy doesn't want you to play. And then we find out who Captain Howdy is. Oh, God. my late friend Amanda loved The Exorcist. And she loved when dogs bark too. Is that her? No. Who is it? Is it The Exorcist? Is it the demon baby? Ruff? I guess not. See, that's why I like doing these outside, is because the atmosphere. Hi, puppy. How you doing? Do you want to tell the story about The Exorcist? You're barking at a squirrel. Yeah, they do seem possessed because they talk in rabies. Oh, my goodness, people. I love the... This is so kind of, organic. And I'm in a bamboo forest, so it's very organic right now. Call Trader Joe's. You know, I often wonder what kind of pea soup they used in The Exorcist. I know. Was it like a healthy pea soup, you know? The other thing was, is that they had to make that room seem cold. So they built it on like the stage. It's a freaky film. And the behind the scenes is even freakier. I remember I had the DVD and it had the 25 years of The Exorcist. So it had the cast talking about it. One thing that they left out that I finally saw on YouTube. Oh, I guess someone was just possessed. The dog's going crazy. Was the voice of The Exorcist. Now, the voice of The Exorcist was the late... I guess they found her. Mercedes McCambridge. Oscar winner. She was in All the President's Men. And she had this very weird voice. It was like a male and a female voice, because that's how they wanted the demon to sound. Well, they didn't feature her in the credits at first, and she sued their asses. And I can say asses, but she sued them. And she has a very interesting take on all of it. And I don't know if I can play it. I mean, this really isn't a copyright. Okay? But she did a lot of extraordinary things with this character. Should have got an award for it. Now, I'm going to play this. This is not a copyright. Okay? This is Mercedes McCambridge talking about The Exorcist.
What an excellent day for an exorcism. It wasn't hard for me to imagine the rage. See, if it's this close in me right here, I'm only a human being, it's that close in everybody. Everybody can from this second forward.
He said, I should swallow raw eggs, I should smoke cigarettes constantly, and you gotta give me some booze, which is gonna make me nuts, and I'm getting off the wagon to do this, so I want my priest around to counsel me.
You utilize everything. Don't analyze, utilize. And I utilized the thickness, all of that stuff, For the voice of Lucifer. I don't have any now. This is clear. But when it wasn't, I could use all of that garbage down there.
The most curious things would happen in her throat. Double and triple sounds would emerge at once. Wheezing sounds, very much akin to what you could imagine a person inhabited by various demons would sound like.
I don't think they had to do this, but they did. They tore up a sheet and put me in restraints with around my neck and my arms behind the chair and my knees and my feet, so that I would feel like Linda Blair, whom I've never met, while she was carrying on in the bed, that I would be doing the same thing physically.
Jesus Christ, God and Lord of all creation.
Basically, she performed it under great duress, and I was, like, stunned at what she put herself and allowed me to put her through in order to accomplish this.
I used to be scared of ghosts. stories when I was growing up, but most of it was phony. I wasn't really afraid, but I enjoyed the drama of being afraid, and I think a lot of people reacted that way to The Exorcist, too. I really do. Oh, my God, it was so terrible. No, it was. Finish your popcorn.
So, for copyright purposes, that is a clip from 1998 of William Friedkin, who was the director of The Exorcist, and the late Mercedes McCambridge, who was the voice of the demon, and Captain Howdy. I know, that's a mouthful. She later sued them, though. I don't know what happened. I would have to look it up, but right now I'm pressed for time. So The Exorcist is not a family-friendly film. You're not going to sit around and watch it like you would The Avengers. It is a film that adults should watch, okay? It asks a lot of questions, provokes a lot of thoughts. And the behind the scenes are very interesting. There were 9 deaths, which is freaky. The set burned down. Yeah, a lot of things happen. So you got to watch what you play with, even in film. There are other films that I've seen that are scarier, but yeah, it still holds up. It still holds up. Max von Sydow as The Exorcist. He's still alive, you know. Linda Blair. She's still being Linda Blair. Ellen Burstyn is still acting. Jason, what was his last name? Miller. He unfortunately died. The author, William Peter Blatty, who was a big homophobe, he's thankfully dead. Yeah, I said that. You know, I don't know. He's a weirdo. And, you know, everyone's pretty much hanging out. Okay, why did you send me that? Anyway. So, The Exorcist. I would encourage you to watch it with a group of people, not by yourself. Because watching it by yourself, you're just going to freak out. You're going to freak out. And then you're going to go to sleep like I did and wake up and hear yourself wheezing. And think, oh my God. You know, but that's the drama of it, as Mercedes McCambridge stated. So, this is classic films and dark humor. I'm going to utter some lines that I really like from the movie.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
You'd like that?
Intentionally.
Now, I'm going to find... I did, like, a parody of it for Halloween one time. I don't know if... Let me see if I can find it. Oh, the other thing was... is when they're all talking to her and she's letting them have it. Here we go.
Here is The Exorcist. What an excellent day for an exorcism. You'd like that. Intentionally.
Oh, really, Reagan?
Your mother's in here with us, Karen.
Fuck you, she is not.
Now, that's not in the movie. Because when she says,
your mother's in here with us, Karis.
If that were so, you'd know my mother's maiden name. What is it? What is it? And then the pea soup comes out. So, yeah. The Exorcist, nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, Supporting Actress. Didn't win the Oscar. And then in 1991, the first horror film, not so much associated with The Exorcist, because The Exorcist is also a horror film, won Best Picture, and that was The Silence of the Lambs, and we will talk about that next time. Good night, good luck, and classic films and dark humor. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes. You can find me on my doorstep, okay? Good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.